Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives Blog Talk radio show. We're going to be discussing what happened in Salem last week. Before we do, just wanted to make sure you check out our blog at divaofdoul.com, and also we're on Twitter at Diva of Doul, and on Facebook under Diva of Days of Our Lives, and Carrie Mesner also has a fan page. She's a diva. She's not here tonight, but we have Anna with us tonight.
Hello,
Anna.
Still coughing.
And you,
still coughing, so.
Yeah. You were coughing last week. It's still lingering, huh?
Yep.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
At Kazi Hooch.
And I'm Marianne, and I'm at Mama _ Hooch. Still there on Twitter, yeah. And also, we shout out to our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka and at Teo Pinglis and at Lauren Coslow.
Mm-hmm.
What's been
Jen
going on in Salem?
I don't know if Jen's around tonight, but she may have big plans for tonight.
She just got into the chat room.
All right,
and
we'll
bring her on in a little. We'll bring her on in a little bit. Okay, and see what she has to say. And all right, so maybe since it's the holiday weekend, we'll discuss it. You know, we'll keep it a little short. I know everybody's busy. I know I am.
Yep.
Busy doing things and going places. So
people will see places to go. Hoochies to hoochies.
Yeah, and it's odd because the 4th is on a Tuesday, which is a bummer for a lot of people because most people have to work Monday.
I
think a lot of people are probably celebrating today and tomorrow, too,
yeah.
You know what I mean, instead of the actual 4th. Especially if you have to travel somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we have fireworks already going off here, so if you, and our windows are open, so if you hear, they start early around here. You know, they're selling fireworks everywhere, even though they're illegal. Not all fireworks. Certain ones are, certain ones aren't. But they're selling them. And we put them off, and, you know, usually the cops overlook all that stuff anyway. So, anyway, so you might hear some fireworks going off in the
random
background.
Fireworks.
Yeah. So I guess the big thing in Salem this week was the murder of Damos. He was stabbed at the party that they were that Julie was having for the people that were stranded on the island.
That was probably the
highlight of the week, I guess.
Yeah.
That was Thursday, Friday, was the whole you saw Monday and Tuesday. And I can't remember what was Monday and Tuesday, so you can help me with Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, because I'm telling you what, my mind, by the time I get to the end of the week,
I know. We're
what
all
else
getting
was
there,
happened? I was trying to make my notes. I know, I'm trying to make my notes in there. Because the biggest thing was that was the Damos and the, you know, the murder. I guess, they had this party, welcoming back people from the island. And also it was a fundraiser for the Horton Center. You know, it was a fundraiser because they needed funds.
Yeah.
And Eric was there. He was making a speech.
And Doug and Julie.
Damos was, Doug and Julie were there. Of course, she made her speech, and then she turned it over to Eric, and he made his speech. And Damos is there dressed as a bartender, and he has his glasses and his gray wig on. And
it's kind of funny. I got to tell you this. My mom was watching it with me, and she doesn't really watch the show. And she was like, but she knows Damos, and she thinks he's hot, okay? So, anyway, she goes, isn't that guy, because she didn't know the story or anything. She didn't know he was
this guy. She recognized.
She goes, that looks like, oh, totally. She's like, isn't that guy that, you know, that main character guy? Anyway, so I don't know. I don't know how he managed to fool half of Salem. You know, he didn't.
Well, the only one who did recognize him and pointed out and recognized him was Paul, and which only got him talked over the head. But he's the one that kind of he saw him and he went out after him. But anyway, he's there mixing, and of course everybody has their drinks. So he puts this special brand of halo in. It's another kind of halo. And so Eric gives the toast and everything and asks for the donations and that to the Horton Center. And so everybody's drinking and toasting. It was kind of hilarious. I mean,
it was.
How everybody was high. They were all high. Did you see some of that?
Yes, that was hilarious.
Yes. Okay, funny. Then you did see some of it. Yeah, that part was probably the fun.
Money
and
Tuesday. Yeah,
that
was. And everybody was getting like Rafe was like, I don't want to go back to the office. Let's go. I want to be with you. You know, he got all horny. And then you know, like Gabby was all drunk. You know, exactly. I mean, it was funny to see how it was affecting everybody.
And then Sonny kept saying, where's Paul? I got to find Paul.
Yeah.
Where's Paul? Do you know where Paul is?
And then Sonny was like, I'm the king. Wasn't he saying something like, I'm the king, I'm the head, I'm the king, or I'm the, something about Titan.
Oh, yeah, I'm
funny,
the head
huh?
of Titan Enterprises now. I'm the, you know, I'm the head of Titan Enterprises. And and you know, like Rafe and Hope go off to the, and they're like making out, laying on the Horton Center town, you know, like making out. And people are like walking by.
God.
I'm there, holy crap. It's so funny.
Like, come on,
he proposes to her. Horton. Yeah, and he proposes to her, and she says,
part.
No. Yeah, he poses, and she says, no, I can't, or something. He says, cause a bow or something, and I don't know what she said. I can't remember, but there was somebody that tweeted me. I don't know if you remember Jamie. Jamie used to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Quite a while. And she said, well, the halo was Deimos's own kind of love potion. Basically what he did was, after they all drank that, all these true feelings of these different couples came out, and they kind of all kind of switched around. We had Gabby Gabby and JJ were together dancing and kind of connecting again. Then you had Chad up in Abigail's room connecting again.
Oh, that's right.
And then you had Eli and Lonnie together. So that was, you know, it's kind of
interesting.
And then we had Nicole and Eric ending up in the same room together and kissing, because they both were affected by it too.
I'm definitely gonna have to watch
all
the rest of the week.
So that was a way of looking at it. It kind of was like a love potion in a way. You know, and you know how you said the effects of drugs are bad. Well, that type of halo really wasn't so bad, when you think about it. Except Hope had a bad reaction to it. Now, that happened Friday. Mm. See, I got all my days mixed up. That happened. She was the only one that really had, like, passed out and really had, like, a bad reaction to it. So, so what did you think about Chad and Abigail? Did you see that part where they were kind of remembering each other? They saw the rings and they thought it was their rings. They kind of got mixed. They were a little confused.
Oh, that's right.
I think they were going back to the time, are we renewing our vows? So it was like they were going back to the time where they were together.
Yeah. That was interesting.
And then,
poor Dario.
Got them thinking again. Yeah, well, Dario left.
Dario
didn't have the effect.
He had to leave because he had some, like, they couldn't get take credit card payments.
Crooked business
at TVD or whatever, so he had to leave.
He had
poor,
some crooked.
Poor Dario.
He had some crooked,
always gets screwed.
Yeah, he had some crooked business going on, you know. So, and then we had, of course, Gabby and Chad. Gabby and JJ, they kind of were dancing and kind of getting back together, and same with Eli and Lonnie. So it was kind of interesting that way.
Up a little bit.
And I guess JJ had an encounter with Deimos where they kind of, you know, had a fight. And then we saw also Sonny had a fight with Deimos, and Deimos took the amulet from him. So now Deimos has it. So guess what? Deimos got killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that the bad luck
who
is still.
Who wants that thing
now? You know, yeah, who wants that? And so now JJ was arrested for the murder because they found blood on his thing.
Of
course. His, yeah.
On his thing?
And,
really?
Yeah, his, yeah, on his cuff.
Okay, Mary. I'm going to definitely have to watch this.
Couldn't think. And let's see what else. So they, of course, they arrest. You know, I think they arrested him. Oh, and then Marlena came and hypnotized him. That was it. That was on Friday's show, I think, too. And he, oh, he kind of more or less admitted that he was in a fight with Deimos. JJ, because he couldn't remember anything.
Yeah.
But Lonnie said that he. Was it, you know, that she saw Deimos and him together. So, yeah, so he kind of more or less said that he was in a fight. And so then they arrested him. And of course, you know, it's JJ. It's going to be a long drawn out who it is. And I read somewhere where Ron was interviewed and he said, it's going to be a shocker and it's not who you think it, and it's not who you think it is. And it's, you know, it's one of those who you least. So I'm kind of wondering. I've heard people saying out there it's Maggie, or of course she would be one of the least suspecting. But I don't know. It'd be interesting, to see who they. And I don't know how long this is going to drag out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the who killed, who stabbed Deimos, who shot JR, who stabbed Deimos, whatever. So
yeah.
Is there anything else you remember from that? The part that you watched?
Let's see. I'm trying to think if there are any. Let's see, because they were all.
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
Did you see
not really.
Eric and Nicole?
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
When Daniel came?
Well, I saw the part where. No, I haven't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the part at the beginning of the week where Eric was annoying her, and well, when she first got there to do her community service, and he was like, I know this is really awkward. You know, it's like all about him. Like, I know you don't want to work with me. And she's like, this is not about you. I just lost Holly again. You know, and then she tells him she's Chloe was signing over the maternity to her, and then or rights to her, to Holly to Nicole, and then the judge intervened and sent poor Holly to foster care for 2 months so that Nicole could prove that she could get her act together and everything. So so that's the only reason she showed up, and why she's doing it is because she's trying to, you know, get her community service done and show that she's responsible and everything. But she's just heartbroken, you know, that she doesn't have Holly yet again. And then it's like, and then Eric was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, he is trying to help. Like, Jade showed up to get counseled by him. It's like, you know, your nephew that I was with, well, it's like, they're all people he knows. But anyway, she was telling him about the video and all that stuff. Oh, and that was only because Joey told her she needed to go to counseling because she was messed up. But anyway, let's see. As far as other storylines, we have the whole Kayla showing Tripp around, and now Tripp's trying to sabotage her because he thinks that she's the one that killed his mom.
Right.
So he's figured out how to set it up to where one of Kayla's patients died. He's gone in and he's changed something on like a dosage or something to make it look like she was at fault. So he's trying to. I just love him though. I don't like that he's going after Kayla, but I love the actor.
No,
I mean,
and I don't like
really
that he's
good.
Dumb, but yeah,
yeah.
But he hasn't figured out.
I don't like that Jade has him fooled for right now, but I do like that.
Right.
I do like him as a character and stuff. So there's that.
And a follow-up on.
Go ahead.
And a follow-up on that story. Hope had the bad reaction. So Kayla had this order to put in so many so many milligrams or whatever to give her. Well, Tripp had this bright idea. He went in and changed it, but he thought he could get back in time to before the nurse would go in to do it.
Dear.
Well, he did. He
of
did
course.
Just make it, and it looked. And she said, "Oh no, but this is what's written on there." And he said, "No, look. And the nurse says, well, and then Kayla comes in and said, oh, my God, that's, I didn't write that. I specifically remember. And then he has Kayla doubting herself now that she made this mistake.
Oh, dear.
And she didn't. So, so you have that. And then you had this nice conversation between Joey and Tripp. And it's I think Joey's making him see, like, all these nice things that Kayla did when he was younger, when
uh-huh.
like when Steve wasn't around, helped coach his baseball team, and she was
uh-huh.
always there for him. And so, yeah, even these conversations with Joey's kind of making him think
like
it's
realize,
kind of conflicting
maybe, yeah.
him a little bit. Yeah, but
yeah.
still,
he
still went ahead and did
and
that.
Seen-
so,
And he's seeing how mm-hmm. Kayla, how upset Kayla is that, you know, how passionate she is about what she does and how she helps people
right.
and stuff.
Right.
And, but mm-hmm. I was going to say, since Tripp's have been in town, she's killed more people than, I mean, she's lost more patients in the last 2 weeks than she has in the entire time she's been back in Salem. But that's another story, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
yeah. And I think down the road, it's going to be more trouble and she's going to get in trouble and all
oh,
this
boy.
Stuff. So, but,
oh, boy.
and then a follow up to the Eric and Nicole. Of course, they had the effects of the halo and they were up in the bedroom and they were kissing and blah, blah, blah. And,
oh, boy.
And you know, their feelings are coming out. But then Daniel came and he more or less is talking, you know, Eric, he's telling Eric he needs to forgive himself. It was an accident,
oh.
and he's forgiven him. Then he turns to Nicole, and he says, now, Nicole, I need for you to forgive Eric so Eric can forgive
oh,
himself.
Boy.
And she's
oh,
crying.
Wow.
She says, oh, I don't know, but I'll try to do it for you, Daniel, you know. So
oh,
it was,
my gosh.
There's some good scenes there.
Now, did they both,
between them.
Now, were they both seeing that at the same time, or did he appear to them separately?
No, he appeared to them both. And Eric says,
wow.
can you see
okay.
him? And Nicole said, yes, Daniel. You know, so it was like
oh,
they could both see him. And they were
uh-huh.
both talking to him at the same time.
Oh, wow.
So those were some good scenes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see that the emotions and the feelings are going to start coming out
mm-hmm.
between those two. Probably the more they work
this is
together.
Going to be trouble
so.
Because she's in love with Brady, too. So.
With Brady.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have that going on. Let's see. Oh, and back to the of course, where we both have complaints because our Condre wasn't on, Kate or Andre
yeah.
was not on this week.
Yeah, not
yeah.
The
and the thing
week,
is,
neither of them were on.
Yeah, and how can you have a halo storyline where people are taking these drugs to make them a little, you know, out there, and would not Kate
mm-hmm.
and Andre have
and
been hilarious
have
under the effects
exactly.
of halo?
Oh my goodness!
They're
that
hilarious when they're sober.
Rocked.
and when they're
oh
not
my
high
gosh.
On anything,
they missed an opportunity there.
That
time.
Was that. Oh, they would have been hilarious
oh my
together.
Goodness. What
and
were
who
they
knows? Andre might have even made it in. Andre might have even made
first
it into
base.
Kate's bedroom.
Well,
yeah,
made it to at least
I'm thinking,
first base this time.
At least
oh, yeah.
that. Yes. But you know what? I'm telling you, mm-hmm. I was kind of a little upset
they're
with
torturing
that. But,
us,
you know,
aren't they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate it when we see the possibilities, darn it.
yeah, I'm thinking, I'm sitting down there writing all these, I'm writing all this stuff, like, oh, that would have been perfect, you know.
Yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
so hopefully they're going to be back soon, you know, because I know Andre's plotting with Abbott, with Gabby, you know, he's trying to get rid of Gabby and get Chad and Abigail back together. Which is going to piss off Kate because, see, Kate's on Gabby. So
mm-hmm.
they have a conflict right there,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
in the family. So, which makes for some fun things.
Mm-hmm. Makes for some things they might have to make up, have makeup sex for.
Yeah.
if they ever get to have sex.
So, do you remember? Well, yeah, if they ever get that far. I don't know. So, is there anything else going on? I'm trying to...
there's a whole thing with the video and Theo breaking up with Claire.
Oh,
because
he
was so cute the way he was like, you know how some people it's really good when they're mm-hmm. not anything alike and all, and he says, and then other people
yeah.
it's not good when they're not even alike, and she's like trying to justify, yeah, it's really good that we're opposite.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it's not really good the way
go Theo.
We are. Yes, I know.
Yeah.
What a twit.
Smart guy getting rid of her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was that, and oh, and then I mean, with the whole Jade thing, of course, she hates Kayla and whatever, so she's on board with whatever Trip is doing. But
yes.
Let's see. They I lost my train of thought. Let's see. Oh, and Joe. Well, the reason Jade went to go see Eric was because Joey talked with her. Because Jade blasted out about at the pub how that he killed Ava or whatever, and reminding everybody of course that was watching the show that she has this secret, and she knows who actually killed Ava. And so Joey's got to keep her on a tight leash. And like Kayla was trying to say, Kayla's like, I think you're a little naive. Because he's like, she won't tell anybody.
He won't tell anybody.
He's just clueless.
She promised.
I mean, I would like to think that he's being like too smart for his own good and being like, hey, I got to keep her on a tight leash because she could blab to everybody. But I don't even think he's that smart. I just think he's just dumb. And it's like, whatever, But I don't know. He's going to be gone anyway sometime soon. But I don't know when that happens. But
okay.
So, yeah, that's all I can think of with that right now.
All right. Well, maybe I have Jen on the line, so we'll see what she always remembers stuff, see what she thinks.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
How's your weekend going?
Busy so far.
Busy.
How about you guys?
Hot.
Hot.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hot here too.
Yep. Well, that's right. You guys on the East Coast are getting it pretty.
Oh yeah.
Pretty bad.
Yeah,
it's hot here too.
And we had a bad storm here yesterday. No power for like 4 hours.
Oh geez. So no air conditioning.
Oh,
yep. I've been through that when I lived in Houston during hurricane season and lost power for a couple of days. Some people lost power for a couple of days. It's like, okay, it's summertime, So yeah, miserable. But I think I got lucky and it was only like one day, but I know so to lose that for 4 hours when it's as hot as it is, yikes. Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's back on though for you.
Oh yeah.
All right. Do you have any thoughts from this week?
How could we not get another scene between Teo and Vincent? I'm so mad.
Oh yeah.
And you know what? They really didn't have that many to begin with, which was kind of disappointing too.
Yeah.
They needed to have more than what they did. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Kate and Andre should have been at that party.
Yes.
Yes. And that would have been fun to have him confront Deimos.
Yeah. And he looked like Colonel Sanders.
He did. Now that you say that, he did. He did kind of. Yeah, with that tie that he had on.
Yeah.
He did, yeah. So...
I'm like, no.
So do you have any idea who you think murdered Deimos?
Maybe Gabby.
No?
Well, why wasn't Maggie
maybe
at
Gabby.
The big Horton event? Why wasn't Maggie at the big Horton event?
Yeah.
Where was she?
They never said. I know they said Jennifer was watching... Thomas. That's
yeah,
why Jennifer. Because Jennifer should have been
Maggie.
There too.
Yeah.
And Marlena playing the thing.
Molly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They didn't say anything about Maggie, did they? I don't think.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I mean, Doug and Julie were there, and then Doug had to leave because he was sick. But
yeah.
I mean,
and then Julie left with
Maggie
them.
Maggie wasn't there. I kept thinking that's really strange.
Yeah. No, Justin.
Sure. Oh, that reminds me.
Yeah.
There was that scene where with Morgan Fairchild where she comes in as like and welcome Deborah.
Oh yeah.
And confronts.
Yeah.
Does somebody want to talk about that? Confronts Adrian and
yeah.
Jennifer?
Go ahead.
Somebody take that one. Jenny, you want to take that one?
I don't know. I still can't see her as Angelica. It's like...
I know. Too hard. It's like Chris Cost times two.
Yeah.
Oh, well. At least we know it's short term, so...
And it's like
it's hard to imagine her.
Yeah, she never had anything against Jennifer before, and it's like...
Yeah, or she mainly going after or because Adrian's involved in it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because she got along, didn't Angelica get along with Jack? She got along with
Jack,
didn't she?
Yeah, he was a stepson.
From what I remember. Yeah. But I always thought they got along, like she didn't have anything against them, but...
Yeah.
She
didn't get along with Joe, though.
No. I don't know. But she's threatening. She's really threatening to bring them down. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm curious to see I don't know how the scenes with her and Justin are going to be. It's just not going to be the same, I don't think.
No.
No. Yeah. Oh, well.
You know who should have been at the party? Who would have been hilarious on Halo? Victor.
Oh, yeah. He'd have been another good one. Yes.
Yeah.
The ones that should have been there.
Yeah.
They would have both been fun to see how they would have reacted.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been fun to see them. Mm-hmm. Oh, well. The writer's got to use these certain ones, you know.
Yep.
That younger crowd.
Yeah. Well, they drug the older ones with the magic donuts.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
I was thinking about that, actually.
That was funny.
Watching them get all,
yeah, they're all the
high
women.
On this stuff.
Yeah, Julie and, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny. So, I don't know. I can't think of anything else that's going on.
Could Victor have killed Amos?
Victor? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I wonder, because Maggie kept confronting him. Remember, they'd had several confrontational scenes at Casa Kiriakos over the months.
Because I've heard some people say Mag, because, yeah, she's kind of the one you'd least suspect. I mean, the one,
yeah,
like Chad and Gabby and Abby and...
Hopefully it
Sunny,
wouldn't
they're
Kate.
The Sunny's the most likely one for sure. Yeah.
Or Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Hope. You know, Hope has experience killing. You know.
Yep. And she's got more than
one under her belt
would
already.
Would Dario have a reason to go after him? Because he did hurt Dario.
And
Dario
and
was leaving.
Could be Dario.
Yeah, and he was leaving.
Yeah. And he's leaving.
So.
Yeah. Something to Dario.
So. Could be. Or like
maybe Brady.
The amulet.
Brady
well,
wasn't
think
around.
Think about it. Okay. Well, they know that he has what's his name? Deimos has the amulet, right? Or he got it, or he was trying to get it.
Yeah, he got it.
I don't know if anybody knows.
Know
now.
Well, he told his henchmen that he was going after it, and that. You know, that was the whole point of him being at that party. I guess I don't know. And then, so the henchmen knew about it. And then, I mean, I don't know who else, but anyway, I don't know. Just kind of weird. But I at first I thought, well, maybe the henchman turned on him and wanted the $20 million amulet, so he killed him or something. But I don't know. I doubt it. That would be anticlimactic.
Yeah.
So
yeah, kind of.
Dario could have, or Maggie. I don't know. Now John and Marlena weren't at that event either.
No.
Their son was on the island, you know, missing.
Right.
So you think they would have been there. Seemed like there were a lot of people that weren't there.
Yeah. Or Abe.
They should have had everyone,
everyone
there.
That's right.
It was the whole Salem big to do there with everybody and prominent people in Salem.
That
island,
everybody that was on that island was connected
probably
to
their day off.
At least one more than Clint, you know. Theo, that's Lonnie's Theo's, you know, half sister. So I don't know. I just was surprised I didn't have more, you know. But oh well, it was still nice to see group scenes because, you know, we don't get enough of those. So it's nice when they do have like a charity event or something like that where they have a gathering. You can see different people interacting and stuff. I always enjoy those types of episodes. So.
Well,
anyway.
I have one more caller before we wrap it up for the night. I have enough.
Okay.
I think it's Bobby. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
guys. Bobby,
how are you?
Fine. Hey. You know, the way I saw the whole thing Wednesday, I thought at first they might have one too many to drink, or they would, because it seems like they were acting drunk to me. Because I've seen it just being played out in other shows. But leave it to Benson or should I say Damos or should I say Dr. David Hayward to drug somebody else in a situation like this, because we've seen this happen on All My Children before, not only to Bay but to Anna and to half of Pine Valley. So leave it to Dr. David Hayward. That's technically what I want to refer to him as, to just do this again.
Okay.
But however, I think, whether they were under the influence or not, I think, seriously, Raven Hope and Chad and Abby, all that looked more real, whether they were under the influence or not. And I think, especially if things play out, this is going to be more realistic than actually just them being under the influence as far as what happens here. Like, who we're going to actually compare Gabby with now, and who we're going to pair JJ with now if this actually does become true. And as far as Abigail getting back together with Chad.
Maybe they're trying to put Gabby and JJ back together.
Right.
JJ.
Right.
Yeah, JJ.
Right.
And I like Eli and Lanny together. Or Lonnie.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, but I thought they would have a connection. I thought they were related because I thought to myself, well, that might be a good couple, but I just thought they might have been related too.
I like Eli paired with paired with me. Just saying.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Eli and Anna. Anna.
Eli and Anna. There'll be Allie.
Yeah.
Ollie.
But you know. You know who was really missing from this all things, was JJ's old high school friends.
Roy.
Oh, Roy.
And Teresa.
Oh, Teresa.
So remember, they had some past experience with drugs and being under the influence. And not to mention that I think they weren't drugged under cocktail drinks with Halo. They just accidentally forgot the donuts.
No.
Remember, we saw this because 4 years ago we seen everybody at Jen's book club get high on Allison's donuts,
right?
And now we see this. Mm-hmm. Apparently, someone forgot about Allison's donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been hilarious too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that everything is. I'm just glad that I don't have to deal with Island storyline now. With some of these.
Hopefully.
But I did talk briefly with Carly, who hosts my show, who is the co-host, the host of her own show on Blog Talk, yesterday about wondering if General Hospital would be interested in maybe bringing back Benson as far as him bringing David Hayward to Port Charles to help Anna out with this situation with her and Alex. And she said she don't think that's possibly going to happen.
No, I'm sure Benson will end up somewhere again.
Right.
Somewhere.
The last thing I was thinking of, since he had a brief time on Young and Restless, would be to have him back on Young and Restless, but since he already played the character there 10 years ago, it would be impossible to just bring him on as somebody else or bring him back as the same character he was 10 years ago on that show. That's the only thing I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I just hope, but I think after watching them, if I can go back a week ago to see what happened with Teen Holly just a few weeks ago, as far as Nicole's dream, I'm hoping that A, Ron is not that dumb enough like Dina was to end up aging Ariana, Thomas, Holly, and Tate. And all to
now I hope not.
By
little,
the end of the year, and I'm hoping that
I hope not.
And I'm hoping that Sammy doesn't bring back Teen Johnny, doesn't return back with Johnny, Allie, and Cindy as teens.
Yeah, that could happen, but I don't know. I don't know if the, I think she's coming back herself. I don't know. I haven't heard if the kids are coming back.
I know Allison's going to be short term, so it'll be impossible to get her back on a full time contract with her commitment with the Hallmark Channel and her Food Network show and stuff like that. So it would be hard, and also the every now and then that she has to work as behind the scenes over on General Hospital. So it'll be hard to get Allison Sweeney back on days full time. And we are also hard to just get some young actor and actresses to play the roles of Sammy's kids, other than Will, of course, if that were to happen. So I think it would be impossible to have that happen right now. But it's going to be hard, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens here, because I think the first thing I noticed is that they fans wanted to see that video that they didn't have to just watch the whole show to watch a clip of the video. They can ask of what happened with Claire and Theo. They can actually just watch watch the video of the actress that plays Claire who sung, because she made a video with Theo in real life, the two actors on YouTube.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's not a sex tape, but it was actually a music video.
Music video?
Yeah.
A music video.
Because she had done some covers and some music videos to a couple of songs already that been out.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I know she sings. Yeah, I didn't know they did something together, though. Okay.
Right. But I do have a couple of suggestible guests that you can probably just get onto your show, and if possible, Carly and I can work on just getting them onto our show, and that's Camille Bennis, because I admire what she has done as Gabby throughout the years, and I think
she would be a good one to have on.
She would be a good guest to have,
she was a delight when we interviewed her.
If I'm not mistaken, then maybe what, 9, 10 years ago that we first saw Camille Bennis first on One Life to Live, about 9 or 10 years ago? Because she was in a small recurring role on that.
Yeah.
And it would be great to get Marcy Miller onto the show, and if you can probably, because other than Lifetime movies, it would be hard to get Kate Manson on this show because of the possibility that she might be doing another Lifetime movie or something like that. Because I know she had played some crazy wacko people in Lifetime movies in the last year.
Jen said she plays crazy really well, so, yeah.
Yes.
She should stick to crazy,
I've seen Unwanted Guests, and I haven't seen the other Lifetime movie she did, but I think her agents need to come up with some better ideas to play her in roles other than roles she had played crazy in the past. Because I don't think I want to end up having to see the next Lifetime movie where she's a serial killer.
Right.
Because I think if she can play somebody more serious, maybe. Not necessarily a troubled teen, because I know that actress that was Mina that's now on the Kevin James show, that's the thing. She ended up playing teen moms in on Days and in these Lifetime movies in the last couple of years before she ended up doing the Kevin James show and the Melissa Joan Hart show. The actress that was Mia on Days 10 years ago.
Mia, yeah, I remember her.
So. So I think
remember,
this is something
oh, yeah.
that I think...
Oh, yeah. I'd like to forget
this is something
her.
Something I think Lifetime and...
I just remember
and,
Kate saying, Mia, Maya, whatever.
I think a note to Lifetime, if they're looking to hire Days people on the show, one, talk to their agents, and two, just watch what they do so you won't end up having to do to put their character in... They're in their movie based on what they have done in the past in acting. Because then you're going to have people on the street going to them and just thinking that they actually done that. Because you're going to have somebody going to Kate Madison on the street go, you killed a hamster? PETA doesn't approve of that. But that's something that can look that I think these agents of these actors who talk to Lifetime about these movies should actually just actually send them a copy of their work from the show so they can realize that this is not the type of that we don't want to just have this person playing something they've been playing every day for the last year. But bottom line is I'm just like I said earlier, drugged or not drugged, I'm hoping that Rafe and Hope will actually get married soon. Because if they can bring back Sierra, I don't care who they find to play Sierra, that would be interesting. And I'm also hope that Abigail at least that one night stand that she had earlier this week with Chad ends up being more of a realistic thing later on. I'm sure Ron can probably work some magic out because
I think we're headed that way. So
yeah,
with Abby and Gad. So
yeah, because I figure if he can reunite Michael Easton and Kelly Monaco and General Hassel for the first time in 7 years in 10 years on after doing the same thing on after they did the same thing on a different soap on ABC, I don't see why not right here. But then again, we're not dealing with actors from another soap because I don't remember Billy Flynn or Martin Miller being involved in any soaps besides Days.
Me either.
You know, that might be it. But you all have a great 4th of July.
Okay,
and
sounds
good,
Bobby.
And many congratulations to the Penguins winning the cup again.
Oh yeah! Uh-huh. Thanks, Bobby. Yep.
We kept
go
in touch
fans.
Over
yep.
Twitter because I was
going
to tweet to you the day of the parade and ask you how we're going to handle the situation because of what happened down in Washington with that shooting. But I'm glad they managed to just take care of business right there and then just cut in for Trump's speech and updates
that's
as
right.
it went along. But I'm just
okay,
glad
thanks.
That.
Thanks.
Have a great.
But next year, the Carolina Hurricanes are getting the cup
that's
next
great.
Year.
Okay.
But
well,
you have great fourth.
No, we're
going to
do it again next year. Okay. Thanks, Bobby.
All right. We'll see about that. But anyway, you have a good night. And take care.
Yeah.
But you lost one of your goalies to Las Vegas. You lost one of your goalies to Las Vegas. I forgot.
I know. Mark
anyway.
Andre right. went to Vegas. I know. We're going to miss him.
Anyways, you take care and
right.
have a good night.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
too,
Bobby.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye. Have a good morning.
Bye.
Right. Bobby likes the penguin.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
Well,
he's always talking about them,
I know you have an early start tomorrow.
Yeah,
in the area, so
yeah, an early start. Yeah, an early start for my weekend and the rest of the week. Yeah, so I hope everyone has a nice 4th.
You guys too.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for calling
all
in.
Right. Okay.
Good
thanks.
With you guys.
We'll see what happens next
care.
Week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next week I won't be able to call in, but I'll probably be in the chat.
Okay.
I'm on vacation next week.
What's that?
Vacation. Yeah.
Fun.
Good. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Good. Yay for vacations. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling
good
in.
Night. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Everybody have a safe 4th. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.